A World Economic Forum report's hiding in plain sight confirms that upwards of 6 billion people will die in 2025. And according to reports from Davos, Klaus Schwab has confirmed the stated goal is on target to be achieved. The global elite have been warning us about their plans to radically depopulate the Earth by any means necessary. And now, the results are playing out before our eyes. If we have any hope of stopping them from achieving their goal of murdering the vast majority of humanity and turning Earth into a prison planet to enslave the rest, this information in the report must be shared far and wide. Before we dive in, join the People's Voice Locals community if you haven't already and sign up to become a member of the world's first ever cyber nation that truly believes in life, liberty and the pursuit of your dreams. Visit joson.com and click the Join Us button today. It's completely free. WEF co-founder Klaus Schwab was caught boasting in a loose-lipped moment with reporters that Agenda 2030 is a red herring or ruse to throw normies off the scent. In reality, the situation is more urgent than that. 2025 is the year the elites are earmarking for massive worldwide depopulation. And according to Schwab, the goal of reducing the population by more than 6 billion people is on track to be achieved. A BBC journalist reported that she was summoned to Davos earlier this month for the regular meeting where Klaus Schwab briefs the mainstream media on which narratives to promote in order to advance the globalist agenda. The journalist noted that it was her first time attending the monthly media meeting in Davos, though some of her colleagues have been participating for years. She describes Klaus as being strangely emotional, almost as if he were intoxicated, laughing frequently and reminiscing in a sociopathic manner about the depopulation agenda, which he admitted has been intricately planned for decades.
It was my first time visiting Klaus's lair, though most of my colleagues had been there before. They warned me it would be unsettling, but nothing could have prepared me for what I experienced. They weren't surprised by what happened, but I was horrified. The place was surreal, like something out of a nightmare. Scrupulously clean, yet sinister, and perched high in the Swiss mountains. When I met him, I expected cold calculation, and yeah, that was there. But what I didn't expect was the strange, almost emotional state he was in. He was laughing, almost drunkenly, as he recounted his plans. It was as if he was reminiscing fondly about some long-held dream. He started talking about the depopulation agenda, and that's when it really hit me. He wasn't just outlining some distant theory. He was recalling it like a twisted memory, something carefully planned for decades. He said, "The chickens are finally coming home to roost." There was something about this phrase that made me feel sick to my stomach, and it wasn't just because of his accent. His voice would waver between chilling calm and sudden bursts of laughter, as if he found the whole thing amusing in the most grotesque way. He spoke about the plan to eradicate 6 billion people by next year, but it wasn't this idea alone that shook me. It was how he delivered it. There was a bizarre mix of pride and nostalgia in his tone. He spoke slowly and clearly, as if he were recounting a great achievement. He even seemed to get choked up at one point, as if this horror he was planning was something deeply personal to him. My colleagues, they'd warned me, but they seemed almost resigned to it. They weren't shocked, not like I was. To them, it was just another story, another day. But to me, it was a nightmare come to life, the way he spoke, the way he laughed about it. It was like he was planning a practical joke, not plotting mass murder. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. He was utterly convinced this was the right course, that this was the future. And in that moment, I realised just how real the danger was. This wasn't just a madman's rant. It was a meticulously planned operation, decades in the making. I've never felt so helpless, knowing that I was face to face with someone who had the power and the intent to carry out the most horrifying agenda imaginable. And the worst part? He seemed to enjoy every minute of it.
Schwab has every reason to feel confident in the fulfillment of his evil plans. He has recruited the majority of the cabinets in the governments of Western nations, subverting our democracies. The WEF's generation of young global leaders have destroyed from the inside the once great nations of the UK, France, Canada, Australia and New Zealand. The mainstream media, the education system and science have been compromised by the globalist elite, paid off by eugenicist billionaires and megalomaniacs to become mouthpieces of the globalist agenda. As the next generation of leaders prepare to hammer the final nail in the coffin, it's time to make a stand before Schwab's sick vision comes to fruition. To defeat the globalists, we must first understand them, and we've uncovered their documents and their detailed plans. But first, an important message from our sponsor. Today's sponsor is PillsForever.com. If you think Big Pharma have your best interests at heart, think again. Under Biden, the price of medicine in America has skyrocketed, and there are certain medicines Big Pharma don't want you to know about. That's why I've partnered with PillsForever.com. All of their FDA-approved medicines are the cheapest you'll find anywhere. More importantly, you can order medicines that Big Pharma don't want you to have, such as ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, and fenbendazole. Speaking of fenbendazole, not only does it get rid of parasites that live inside your body, there have been studies that show fenbendazole can help with cancer. Listen to this testimony of Joe Tippins, a cancer survivor, thanks to fenbendazole.
2 years ago, Joe Tippins says he was told to go home, call hospice, and say his goodbyes. The doctors were unanimous. He was going to die of small cell lung cancer.
Once that kind of cancer goes that far afield, the odds of survival are less than 1%, and the median life expectancy is 3 months.
Tippins says he got a tip, not from a pharmacist, but a veterinarian. And in his desperation, he turned from people medicine to dog medicine. Specifically, fenbendazole.
My insurance company spent $1.2 million on me with traditional means before I switched to a $5 a week medicine that actually saved me.
Get 15% off using coupon code People's Voice at the checkout. Please click the link below this video or call 256-664-4170 to take advantage of this fantastic offer. In a world where reality is often stranger than fiction, the machinations behind the globalist agenda can often seem like a mystery wrapped in an enigma. One such intrigue revolves around Deagle.com, an obscure online entity known for its comprehensive data on military capabilities and harrowing depopulation forecasts. In 2014, Deagle published predictions of massive population declines happening abruptly before the year 2025, mostly in Western countries. Deagle was officially run by a shady figure known as Dr. Edwin A. Deagle Jr. He died in 2021, but as the clock counts down to 2025, understanding the truth about Deagle Jr. has never been more important. Why? Because real-world data on excess deaths in the West strongly suggests Deagle's depopulation forecast was not just an estimation, but a target that's on track to be hit thanks to the deadly effects of COVID-19 vaccinations and other globalist bioweapons. Deagle.com's infamous 2025 forecast was removed from their website sometime in 2020. However, thanks to the Wayback Machine, we are able to view the original predictions. Deagle predicted in 2020 that the UK would see its population decline by 77.1% by the year 2025. Deagle predicted in 2020 that the United States would see its population decline by 68.5% by the year 2025, while Germany was predicted to see its population decline by 65.1% by the year 2025. Deagle also predicted a huge decline among other Western countries, including Canada, Australia, and New Zealand. So, who was Dr. Deagle? And why did he forecast such extreme depopulation across the Western world? Recent findings link Deagle directly to significant players of the global elite: the CIA, the Pentagon, the Rockefeller Foundation, and Klaus Schwab of the World Economic Forum. In 1976, Dr. Deagle moved to New York to take up the role as Deputy Director of the International Relations Program at the Rockefeller Foundation. While in 1993, Deagle was nominated by President Bill Clinton to be Undersecretary of the Air Force. The Rockefeller Foundation was set up in 1913, just a few months after the Rockefeller family helped set up the Federal Reserve banking system, which gave them unlimited funds, while slowly crashing the US economy and enslaving future generations with debt. The Rockefeller Foundation founded Big Pharma, outlawing natural medicine and poisoning the well of the public health to this day. They outlawed one of America's leading cash crops, hemp, and they ran eugenics programs which decided who should live and who should die. The Rockefellers also created the United Nations, and they still have control over NGOs doing the bidding of the globalist elite throughout the world, including the biggest and baddest of them all, the World Economic Forum in Davos, fronted by a certain Klaus Schwab. It just so happens that Schwab was recruited to the globalist cause by David Rockefeller himself. Here he is, talking about recruiting Kissinger, who then in turn recruited Schwab.
And you mentioned Henry Kissinger, and I think he first was noticed by the Rockefeller family after he wrote a very erudite work on nuclear weapons and nuclear war back in the late 1950s.
Nuclear weapons and foreign policy.
Right.
Yes.
And it was then published, and from that time on, he became pretty close to the Rockefeller family.
Well, he did. Actually, I guess I was the first one who got to know him because he was a member of an organization called the Council on Foreign Relations in New York, and there was a study group at that time that he, as then a young instructor at Harvard, presided at. I was so impressed by him that I introduced him to my brother Nelson, who was then governor in New York and was then considering seeking the presidency of the United States. They became great friends, and actually Henry became Nelson's foreign policy advisor as long as he was in public life, and I think is one of the remarkable international statesmen in the world today. Even 30 years after he was Secretary of State, he is still asked by heads of state when he travels the world for his advice.
Let me go back to the time you said when you came here, it transformed your life. Was there a course, a professor who really made that difference for you?
Yes, there was one course, one seminar of Henry Kissinger, which really opened my eyes. I wasn't accepted to the seminar, but I sat in. I think he let me in because I was German. And it was relatively shortly after the war, there were not too many Germans here. And this created a friendship which has endured until today. And you know, Henry has been several times in Davos.
But the intrigue deepens. Declassified documents reveal Deagle's communication with the CIA director, Stansfield Turner, hinting at a cozy relationship with the CIA. One document, dated 1977, intriguingly refers to an event described as the most significant in the intelligence field since 1947. This strongly suggests that Deagle.com isn't just the work of one man, but is in fact the work of the globalist elite consisting of the CIA, the Pentagon, the Rockefeller Foundation, and the World Economic Forum. Which makes Deagle's apocalyptic depopulation forecasts all the more concerning for any number of reasons. Let's just consider the Pentagon and DoD connection. The world first started to hear about a novel coronavirus in early January 2020, with reports of an alleged new pneumonia-like illness spreading across Wuhan, China. However, the world did not actually know of COVID-19 until February 2020, because it was not until the 11th of that month that the World Health Organization officially named the novel coronavirus disease COVID-19. So, with this being the official truth, why does US government data show that the US Department of Defense awarded a contract on the 12th of November 2019 to Labyrinth Global Health Inc. for COVID-19 research? At least 1 month before the alleged emergence of the novel coronavirus, and 3 months before it was officially dubbed COVID-19. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. was right when he said that the mRNA vaccines are a secret DoD bioweapon.
Turns out that, you know, the vaccines were developed not by Moderna and Pfizer. They were developed by NIH. They're owned, the patents are owned 50% by NIH. Nor were they manufactured by Pfizer or by Moderna. They were manufactured by military contractors. And basically, Pfizer and Moderna were paid to put their stamps on those vaccines as if they came from the pharmaceutical industry, but you know, that's not what they were doing. They were coming from, you know, this was a military project from the beginning.
Notice how these rabbit holes always seem to lead to the same elites involved in the globalist crime syndicates. Here at TPV, we are determined to expose the elites and hold them to account before they can enact their agenda and enslave humanity. Join us in our mission to wake up the masses by subscribing to the Rumble channel and joining the People's Voice Locals community to be part of our amazing team. I hope to see you there. Today's video is brought to you by IPv6ers. Are you a content creator who wants to publish information online without Big Brother spying and censoring your every move? IPv6ers is set to revolutionize the way information is disseminated on the internet by eliminating the need for big tech companies to provide unreliable, overpriced services such as self-hosting, email, and data management. IPv6ers enables an easy and accessible way for you to host your own web and email server with direct end-to-end connections and enhanced security. This means no snooping from Big Brother and no interference from the technocratic elite. If Hillary Clinton can get away with running her own server, why shouldn't you? Go to thepeoplesvoice.tv/IPv6 to sign up, or click the link below this video to take back control of the internet and win the info wars against the globalists. If you like our content, help support our sponsor, IPv6ers, and go to thepeoplesvoice.tv/IPv6 today. Thank you, IPv6ers, for making this video possible.